Strange Adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco! The sheriff is closer!
This way, Pancho Domino! The Cisco Tip! The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Murder on Treasure Trail. In the old Southwest, as elsewhere, some men were always on the lookout for easy money. And sometimes this greed made smart men gullible. Sometimes it turned them into thieves and murderers. So it is that we find two masked men crouched along a mountain path some 5 miles outside the town of Cottonwood Flats.
Here they come up the trail, Jimmy.
Now look, Ned. No name, see? No, we don't call each other the name.
What's the difference? We're going to kill the both of them, ain't we?
No, just the Easterner, Carson. Old Tim goes free.
But listen,
Tim goes free. He won't recognize us in these outfits if we don't talk. And go back to town and tell the sheriff about this.
Just to try
up and listen, will you? He'll tell the sheriff, and the sheriff won't believe him. He'll arrest Tim. You wait and see.
Of course, this treasure map that Tim struck sound like a stinger.
That's just what the sheriff will think. And if the sheriff questions us, we was only the outfitters.
Yeah. Just saw this Carson show a lot of money when he paid for the outfit.
The sheriff don't need to know that. Remember now, no talk. Aim for Carson and shoot to kill.
But, Tim, I'll say one word to him, vamoose, and I'll change my voice enough so he'll never know it was me that said it.
I'll get your rifle ready.
Let him have it now. Plugged in plumb center. Come on, let's get over there.
Mammoth,
Mammoth,
Pardo.
Easy
with them guys, I'll go. But by George, I never expected nothing like this.
All right, Mab. Go through Carson's pockets. I'll search the pack. Get that diamond ring in his finger and get his watch. Get everything. Ha ha, this sure was easy.
Why does Sheriff want us, Cisco?
According to his letter, Pancho, he wants to talk to us about that holdup and killing that took place around here a week ago.
You think we do it?
No. At least he did not say so in the letter. Mm-hmm. Here's the office. Hold up.
Pancho feel empty, Cisco.
Well, just about supper time, Cisco.
Uh-huh.
We'll go to the cafe after we have talked with the sheriff.
Buenas noches, señor sheriff.
Buenas noches, señor sheriff.
Well, Cisco and Pancho.
Sure, I'm mighty glad to see you, too.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Sit down. Got my letter, I take it, Cisco.
Si, sheriff. That is why we are here.
It's a good letter, sheriff. Cisco read to Pancho. Pancho not know how to read.
Yeah, but you're a mighty big help to Cisco, just the same, I understand, Pancho.
I see he is, sheriff.
Pancho hopes so.
You wrote that you had this old team in your jail, sheriff.
Yeah, so I have.
First, I was certain he killed Carson. Now, I ain't so certain.
This treasure map you mentioned, just what is that?
Oh, it's an old oilskin map Tim's had for some time. Supposed to show where some Spanish treasure's buried over across the mountain. At least, that's old Tim's story.
And he interested the singer Carson in paying for an outfit so they could both go and look for the treasure?
Yeah, that's right. Everybody around here knows about Tim's ideas, but of course nobody here pays any attention to a fake map.
Maybe the map's not fake map, Jerry.
Oh, sure it is, Pancho. Tim claims he found it last year when he was looking over some of his father's belongings. But we all figure Tim trumped up the map himself.
What about this thing of Carson, sir?
He's a rich Easterner. Come out here for his help. I had a letter from his brother yesterday. Brother says the detective's on his way out. And detectives are a nuisance, Cisco.
Did you know this thing, Carson?
You met him a couple of times, yes. Can't understand why I fell for such a story. Seemed like a pretty hard-headed sort of man to me.
I would like to see his old team, sir.
Sure thing.
Yeah, take it right out to yourself.
No, if you do not mind, I would rather see him without he seeing me. You have a sliding sign in his office that opens into the cell block?
Yeah, right over here. Yes, it's still light enough so you can get a good look at him.
We'll open this panel just a little bit.
You see him, Sisko?
Yes, sir, Poncho.
Poncho, look through it, Sisko, huh?
Here, Poncho. Here, have a look.
Oh, this is viejo.
It's an old one, Poncho. Close the panel now.
Viejo might look like a bad killer to Poncho, no?
Yeah, you never can tell, Poncho.
No, that is true. You cannot. Just the same, Sheriff, if I were you, I would let this old Tim go.
Let him go?
See? Has he had his supper yet?
No, I was just fixing to take it out to him when you and Poncho come in.
Then suppose you give him enough money to buy his supper at the cafe. Poncho and I are going there to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And we will watch him. When he leaves there, we will follow him.
Well, I guess that's as good a plan as any, Sisko. All right, I'll turn him loose.
Well, one more question, Sheriff. Who was the outfitters?
Arthur Simmons and Ed Nabb. They got a store just down the street, Sheriff. Why'd you ask about them?
Just so as I can have all the facts in mind. Gracias, Sheriff, and we will see you soon again.
A couple of strangers in town, I see, Nabb.
That's so?
John going to the sheriff's office a little while ago. Guess he was out back of the store at that time, opening up a case of goods.
Any idea who they were?
No, didn't get a good look at him.
Maybe we better find out, Simmons. I don't like the sound of that.
Oh, don't be so scary. Thanks to a couple of strangers called in to see the sheriff, don't need to worry us.
I know, but... Hey, look, Simmons. There's Tim. He just come in here.
My thunder, it is. Guess the sheriff must have let him go.
I sure don't like that. Looks like the sheriff decided Tim ain't guilty. Now he'll be looking around some more.
The sheriff still can't prove a thing against us.
Hey, Tim.
Eh? Oh, hi.
Come on over and sit down with us.
All right, Simmons.
Pull up a chair.
Hey,
Tim. Glad to see you out.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad to be out, I can tell you that. Yeah, a fellow gets mighty low spirited in the hoose cow.
How'd the sheriff happen to let you go, Tim?
Well, he said he'd made up his mind I wasn't guilty.
Oh?
Yeah, give me some money to eat on, too. Let me see what I'll have. I guess I'll go over to the counter and tell him what I want. Get my grub quicker that way.
Hey, Nabb. There's those two hombres now just come in, setting down at the corner table.
Big one and a fat one?
Yeah. That big one looks kind of like money. See them dutchies wearing? Them boots of his didn't cost a smile.
I've seen that hombre somewhere, Tim. I swear I've seen him.
Careful. Here comes old Tim back.
Hey, you two fellas see them strangers?
Yeah, what about them?
One of them kind of looks as if he might be a rich rancher. Maybe I could interest him in my man.
No, now look, Tim, you...
Look, shut up, Nabb. This ain't any of our business.
Maybe not, but...
Shut up, I said. Yeah, maybe you could, Tim.
Yeah.
If you do, just remember that Nabbs and I still do outfitting.
Sure, I'll remember, Simmons. Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Here go.
What'd you let him go over there for?
Look, we got away with this once. We made a nice haul, Nabbs. Maybe we can get away with it again. If them hombres are simple enough to believe that map's genuine.
May I see your map, Senor Steam?
Sure thing. Got it right here. Always carry it with me. Yeah, I'll spread it out on the table.
Hey, a big map, Chico. Hey, also a very interesting map.
Now, here's Cottonwood Flats, right here.
Where?
And this here's the trail over the mountain,
uh-huh.
And down the other side into the desert.
Oh, that's the desert.
Yeah. Now we cross 10 miles of desert, and then we hit the river.
Oh, that's the river, right there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, near as I can figure out, treasure's buried long in here somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Doubloons and jewels.
Sisko not got use for golds and doubloons, senor.
Get up, Pancho.
And he ain't like most men.
Tell me more, Senor Tim. I'm listening.
Yeah, my proposition's this, mister. You stake us to an outfit, and half the treasure's yours when we find it.
I will think over your proposition. By noon tomorrow, I will give you my answer.
All right. I'll meet you here in the cafe tomorrow.
Say, Senor Tim. Sisko not accept the proposition, no?
No, I do not think so, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, I might. Who knows?
Sisko not care for gold.
True, I do not, Chico.
It's an old map.
Poncho thinks the old map is a fake map, too.
That is where I do not agree with you.
No, not a fake map?
On the contrary, Poncho. Hmm? I believe that map may be genuine.
Where Senor Tim go now, Chico?
That is what we are going to find out, Poncho.
That's why we follow him now, huh?
Si. Uh-huh. There he goes into that store ahead of us.
I see, I see.
According to that sign, that is the store of Simmons and Knapp, the outfitters.
Why he go in there?
Poncho, I have no idea why he went in there. Perhaps to find out if they have enough goods on hand to outfit us, in case he persuades us to go. There he comes out again.
We follow Senor Tim some more, huh?
No, I do not think we will, Poncho.
No, we not follow.
Come, we will go into that store.
Howdy, strangers.
Howdy.
Buenas noches, señores.
Buenas noches, señores.
We are new to your town, and we are merely looking it over. Well, you have a nice store here.
Yeah, we got a pretty good stock on hand. Anything special you want?
No, not at present. Just getting acquainted with your goods.
Look, Cisco, it's good candy.
Cisco? Is that what you called him?
Si, Cisco. Cisco's name.
Would you be the Cisco kid, stranger?
Si.
What are you doing around here?
Wait a minute, Nab. Seems to me that's Cisco's business, not yours.
But this Cisco's a bad hombre, Timmons. How do we know but what he's looking over this door to come in and rob us?
No more that kind of talk, hombre.
No, that is quite enough.
Get out of here, you dirty robber.
Damn you, fool.
Will you repeat that, hombre?
I called you a dirty robber, and that's what you are.
In that event,
I'm going to have to put you into the flower barrel head gun.
He speaks waves, Cisco.
You, tell your partner the next time we come in this store, we expect better manners. Come, Pancho.
But as yet, Cisco was a long way from solving the murder on Treasure Trail. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Murder on Treasure Trail. Called to the town of Cottonwood Flats by the sheriff to help solve a murder case, Cisco is beginning to suspect the two storekeepers who outfitted the treasure-seeking expedition on which an Easterner, one Carson, was shot from ambush. Now, that evening, at their camp outside of town.
Cisco, a rider come.
Hey, Poncho.
We step out of the firelight, no?
Oh, I do not think we need to. A rider who makes no attempt to conceal his approach is seldom an enemy.
The sheriff, Cisco.
Hey, welcome, Senor Sheriff.
Evening, Cisco. Poncho. Yeah, thought I'd ride out and see if you run across anything special in town.
Oh, not enough to talk about, Senor Sheriff, but Poncho and I are going after that treasure.
You are?
Si.
Yeah, wait a minute, Cisco. I didn't get you out here to go skedaddling off to after treasures don't exist. I got you here to help me solve this murder.
That is just what we are going to do, Sheriff.
Poncho, no one thing, Sheriff. He's going to stop till he catches the murderer.
Oh, then you got a lead in that direction, huh?
Well, I do not know yet. Possibly. But if the killers are still in Cottonwood Flats, if they know we are starting out after the treasure, and if they know we have plenty of money with us, they may try to repeat their crime.
Yeah, that's good reasoning.
See the money's bag, Sheriff?
What great snakes. You don't mean to tell me that's all gold in that bag?
A few gold pieces on the top, Senor Sheriff. The rest is small pieces of metal scrap. But I want people to think the bag is full of gold. Put it away, Poncho.
Hey, Poncho, put it away.
Yeah, what about old Tim, Cisco? You think he's guilty?
He could be.
Ain't made up your mind yet, huh?
No. He could be the murderer by himself, or he could be in league with the two hombres he said committed the murder.
What's the matter, horse?
Mother Maria, that's the matter. Out of the firelight. Quick!
Quiet, bird! Jumping that thing!
There's the flash of the rifle. Up there in the bluff. Down behind these trees.
Give that coyote something to think about.
Here. Poncho, give that coyote something, too.
That murdering devil!
You are wasting your ammunition, yeah. Both of you. Also, you are telling him where you are. Get up.
Hombre, right the way, the gallop, Cisco.
Come on, let's go after him.
Not so fast, Sheriff.
Yeah.
That will do you no good. The night is too dark to trail. And one more thing. Do not mention this shooting to anyone.
Why not?
Because then if anyone should mention it to you or us, we would know the hombre either had done the shooting himself or was in the confidence of the one who had. That way, he will trap himself.
Here they come down the street, Simmons. Cisco and old Tim and that fat sidewinder.
Yeah, maybe Tim did convince him to go after that treasure.
Now, when they get here, don't act like you did last night. What do you mean, last night?
Don't have a chip on your shoulder the way you did when Cisco was in here.
Howdy, gents.
Howdy. We're going to want them outfits, Sherman.
Good, good. Tim was in last night, Cisco, to tell us you might want them, so Nabs and me got them all picked out. They're out this way in back of the store.
Go ahead. Look them over, Cisco.
If Senor Tim says they are what we want, that is enough for me. I know very little about what is needed on such a trip.
Well, you'll find everything there you need. Hey, Tim?
Yeah. Got plenty of food, no?
Oh, sure have. Enough for a small army.
He's good. And bound to eat like a small army, sometimes a big army.
That is not far from the truth, senores.
You got a couple of bros picked out for us, Simmons?
Yep. They're out back in the corral.
Very well. Let me have your account, and I will pay it now.
Got it written down here, Cisco.
Gracias. Pancho, get the money from my saddlebag.
Here's your money bag. What's he giggling about?
Sometimes Pancho laughs for no good reason, senor, except the pure joy of living.
When are you leaving, Cisco?
Tomorrow morning at daylight. Am I right, senor Tim?
Yep, that's right. And this time we're going to hit that treasure. And if any blasted hold-up men get in our way, we're going to shoot them down.
Wouldn't blame you a bit.
Yeah.
Speaking of shooting, Cisco, I hear somebody took a couple of pot shots at you last night.
Oh, you did hear this, eh, senor?
I didn't hear anything about that.
Oh, it was nothing. Probably just some young one trying to frighten me.
Here's the money bag, Cisco.
Gracias, amigo. Ah, the bill. 20 gold pieces. There is your money, senores.
Thanks, Cisco.
You attend to the details, senor Tim.
Yes, you will, Cisco.
Come, Pancho. We have much to do before we leave.
Si. I'm going out and take a look at them burros.
Sure. Go right ahead, Tim. Did you see that money bag, Nab?
I sure did.
We could use that money, Nab.
Just what I was thinking.
If it was anybody but the Cisco kid,
don't
maybe...
Quit it.
Cisco can't do nothing against bullets he don't see, can he? We're going to dry gulch them hombres tomorrow.
The train coming, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
We go to the depot to see the train come in, no?
We have no time for that, Chico. We are going to see the sheriff.
Pancho, think we always go to see the sheriff.
Well, it does seem that way. Well, here we are. And you, Sheriff? We have found our friend of the reckless shooting.
Yeah, not a good amigo, neither.
Yeah, who is he, Cisco?
He's the Nabs hombre, over in the store.
Nabs? You sure of that?
He told me he heard that someone shot us last night. How would he hear about it?
Well, I'm sure I didn't say anything to anybody, not even my wife.
He can't not say nothing. He can't not got a wife.
Nor did I tell anyone, Sheriff. Therefore, Nabs must have fired the shot.
Yeah, maybe I better go over and have a talk with that hombre. I never did like him much anyway.
I would rather you did not, Sheriff. Tomorrow morning, Pancho and I start out on the trail with Senor Tim. Unless I'm greatly mistaken, an attempt will be made to hold us up.
Yeah, what makes you think that?
Because I saw the way Nabs and his partner Simmons looked at my money bag and then at each other. I would not want anything to happen now to frighten them away from their purpose.
All right then, Cisco. I guess you know what you're doing.
Cisco always know what he's doing, Sheriff.
Who's this coming?
He seems to be coming from the depot.
Big hombre with Chicago.
You the sheriff?
I am, a stranger.
My name's Maloon. I'm a detective. I'm out here on the Carson murder case. Mr. Carson's brother sent me out, wants me to bring the murderer to justice. Here's my badge.
Well, it's like this, Mr.
Never mind the details, Sheriff. You wrote to Mr. Carson's brother that you'd arrested some old desert rat. Well, let me talk to him. I'll get his confession.
Well, I let him go.
You what? You let him go?
Yes, I was saying, Cisco.
What kind
here...
of sheriff are you? Let him go. Name's Tim, wasn't it? Yeah, I remember. Then I can find him by myself.
Un momento, señor.
Get out of my way.
This hombre asked for troubles, no?
The sheriff has the situation well in hand, Senor Maloon. Be wise not to upset the plan.
Plans, as near as I can make out, you fellows don't have any plans. Let a murderer go.
We do not think he is the murderer, senor.
Well, I'll tell you whether he is or not after I talk with him. Now, get out of my way. I'm going to find him.
No, senor. Sit down and we will talk this over.
Why, you farmers out here don't know anything about detective work. Get out of that door or I'll slug you one.
I would not try that if I were you.
Well, that's just what I'm going to...
Here, now, quick, there.
You started it, senor.
I will do my best to finish it.
One in your stomach, you say?
Yeah, but you're...
Now, one in the jaw.
Yeah.
You finish it good, Cisco.
You had better lock him up, Sheriff.
Well, I got no right to lock him up, Cisco.
I would say he was disturbing the peace. But if you do not lock him up, he is going to upset all our plans. Open the cell block door, Sheriff, and we will let him think things over behind the bars.
Well, I figure we're about just in time, Naps. We'll leave the horses here and get over by the trail.
I got the rifle.
Come on. Here's the place we had before, Naps. Let's get down out of sight.
Here they come up the trail, Simmons. I thunder, it's going to be different shooting at Cisco.
Why?
I don't know. So many hombres have shot at him and missed. It's kind of like he's got a charmed life.
Now, look, don't get nervous. You got to get him, Naps. Understand? You gotta get Cisco.
Nice. A nice view from up here on the mountain, Cisco.
Pay no attention to the view, Pancho.
No?
Keep your eyes ahead.
Uh-huh.
If those hombres are going to try to dry gulches, it will be soon.
Oh, well, Pancho, look at the view some other time.
Yeah, that is best. There's Tim.
Yes, Cisco.
How near are we to the spot where Senor Carson was dry gulched?
Just ahead, at the top of the pass.
Gracias. Now, Pancho, you watch that bank and I will watch this one. There is no wind.
There is no wind.
So if you see a branch or a bush move even a little bit, get undercover.
Pancho, get undercover. But, Cisco, what can your team do?
They did not shoot at him before. I do not think they will shoot at him this time. There.
Wait.
Bush move. Take cover, Pancho.
See, Cisco.
Take cover. I will do the same.
Cisco, right. Hello there. Whoa. What in blazes is...
Pancho, I am going after those hombres. Keep shooting at them, amigo.
Eat some lead, you coyotes. Eat some lead. Fine. Give you a good clean shave of these bullets.
Where in thunder did Cisco go?
Cisco's right here, you maverick.
What? Who's that, man? Cut him down.
He's just too late for that, hombre.
Drill him, Simmons. You got your gun?
He had his gun. Keep away from them, hombre. My next bullets will do more than shoot them out of your hands.
Pancho, help Cisco. Pancho, help Cisco.
Bueno, Pancho. Take that hombre's gun.
Hey, Pancho, okay.
And I will dispose of this one right now.
Other hombre not fight, Cisco. He shakes like a leaf.
Rip off his mask, Pancho.
Rip off the mask.
And I will take the mask off this one.
Oh, Pancho, see this one before. Simmons, hombre.
And this is the one called Nabs.
You got to tell you who it is, Cisco.
Si, we have, Senor Tim. An attempted murder. And when we get back to town and search their rooms, I am sure we will have them on a real murder charge. Get up, hombre. You are going to jail.
Cisco.
Yeah, Pancho.
The case all over now, no?
Yes, amigo. The case is finished.
The case is finished.
We found enough of Senor Carson's belongings in the rooms of those hombres to make them confess.
Detective Malone confessed too, huh? Confessing not so smart.
See, his day in jail cooled him off quite a bit. But he was content to take back Senor Carson's ring and his watch to Senor Carson's brother.
And that make Pancho think, Cisco. Pancho got the watch once.
Oh, you had the watch, Cisco?
Yeah, Pancho got the best watch ever was.
Well, what makes you think that, Pancho?
Because Pancho dropped that watch in the Rio Grande a long time ago. And it's run ever since.
Oh, you dropped your watch in the Rio Grande River?
I dropped my watch in the Rio Grande River, see?
And it has been running ever since then?
Ever since then, Cisco.
Oh, no, that is astounding, amigo.
Oh, si, Cisco.
That same watch has been running, Pancho?
No, not the watch been running, Cisco.
Oh? Then what has been running?
The Rio Grande been running.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.